John Simard was shocked when he read the headlines. Close to 30,000 people dead of Ebola in West Africa. He had to do something. He's the president of X Biotech, an Austin company that specializes in isolating natural antibodies.
Antibodies are these proteins that float around in the blood, and they stick to things that are foreign, that don't belong there.
Simard went to West Africa, but ran into a major roadblock.
I realized it was very difficult for us to operate there. There's not much infrastructure. I didn't see that we could actually, as a company, work there.
Simard says he came back defeated. And then there was an opportunity.
So now we had access to the blood, potentially, in our own neighborhood. And we had even greater urgency to bring a therapy out because it was in our own community.
One of the patients who gave blood to X Biotech was Amber Vinson, one of two nurses who contracted Ebola at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. She talked to People magazine about it.
When I first went to the hospital here in Dallas, I was afraid. I was worried. I really hoped it was maybe the flu or, you know, something that wasn't Ebola.
Early on, Vincent was vilified on social media for getting on a plane with an elevated temperature. It turned out that federal officials had approved her travel. She decided giving blood was a way to show her real character.
Like, all I do is care. All I want to do is help.
X Biotech drew some of her blood and isolated her antibodies in a 46,000 square foot lab. A team of 40 scientists were able to quickly create a vaccine of Vincent's antibodies. Then they handed the research over to the military. It's now being tested. There are several vaccines in development that have been shown to prevent Ebola in animals. Now they have to be declared safe and effective for humans.
It's usually years.
Steve Bellin is a researcher at the University of Texas in Austin who designs clinical trials. He says it's hard to conduct trials in the middle of an epidemic. West Africa's infrastructure makes it hard for researchers to follow up with subjects, and there are ethical concerns.
Should we really be using a design where some people don't get vaccinated when they're at extremely high risk of getting Ebola?
And now that the spread of the disease has been mostly contained in West Africa, biotech is moving on. John Simard says the outbreak in Texas was an opportunity.
It was an exercise for us to see, you know, can we turn this around? Can we identify these infectious disease agents that quickly and be prepared to make therapies? Because as a little bit of a glimpse into our future in infectious disease.
Simard says his lab passed the test, and that speedy response is a good sign for the next time an infectious disease comes down the road. In Austin, I'm Brenda Salinas for KERA.